Oh, you know that Matty slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Matty slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Matty slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Matty slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Matt doesn't want to talk about slapping the bass like he used to do.
WFOD starts now.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk.
Hello, Mike.
Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Howdy.
And the guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Hello.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Go ahead, Drunk.
I think I liked last week's introductions better.
What happened last week?
You remember Matt did them, and you're gonna be mad at him, and then he didn't.
Oh, announcer Matt? That one bad. Guys, we have one hell of a show for you tonight. There's so much in the world to discuss. Matt, I don't know if you heard at the beginning there, but we played the new Good Humor ice cream truck song.
Okay.
Did you hear?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you missed the news, Matt?
I did. What is the news?
That's what I'm here for, Matt. Here to fill everybody in on all the goings on.
The news of pop culture of the United States of America.
Matt, are you familiar with RZA? He's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
You know what? I never really followed the RZA.
Oh. Well,
I didn't follow Wu-Tang. You're really talking a foreign language.
Matt, see, the Wu-Tang Clan has a whole bunch of members. There's lots of them.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, and before you get any further, Matt, just know that the Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Okay.
It is right, not so, anything to fuck with.
Red Man.
RZA is one of the main, I think he is the main Wu-Tang man, isn't he, Travis?
Isn't it like RZA, Method Man, Red Man?
I was about to say, I think there's like three.
But I mean, like, I think that RZA is like the ring leader. He I think he makes a lot of the beats.
The Juicy J of the...
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah. So, what had happened was, Matt, they discovered racist origin, and believe me, we're going to talk about these racist origins. That the Good Humor Man ice cream song, it's racist, and so they said RZA.
Are you talking about I'm the Good Humor Man, Good Humor, that one?
No, Drunk. See, this is the ice cream truck song.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Do your balls hang low? Do they dangle to and fro?
Right. The original melody is a song called Turkey in the Straw. And Turkey in the Straw, right, it's about farming. It's got a bunch of animal references in it. It is not a racist song. They accidentally milked a goat instead of a cow.
Oof.
And this song is from like the 1820s.
Well, then it's definitely racist.
It's a barnyard song, Travis. It went out to milk, and I didn't know how I milked the goat instead of the cow. It's all animal stuff. So what happened was, there's a guy, and this guy, he is racist, man. In the I watched one YouTube video on this, so I can consider myself somewhat of an expert.
Oh, definitely.
In 1916, he Weird Al'd the song and made it way racist. I pulled that. Do you want to hear that, Travis?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Travis. This shot is a risky one, Travis.
Yeah, let's hear it.
See, what he's saying is that N people, Travis, they like watermelon. And so he Weird Al'd it.
I like watermelon.
Almost like a century later. And so they said, oh, well, I mean, that guy made the song shitty, so fuck this song, is what they said.
So anytime a piece of shit co-opts a piece of art that existed before they co-opted it, that automatically makes it bad.
Well, I mean, Travis, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, like, you know, they don't call Michael Jackson a fat shamer for making Eat It. Because he didn't make Eat It. He made a perfectly good song about, like, a knife dancing in parking lots. And how many fucking years later, Weird Al's like, you know what rhymes with beat it? Is eat it. And I'm going to get real fat and talk about all the stuff that we're going to eat. But, I mean, that's not Michael Jackson's fault. I mean, Michael Jackson, he's got other problems, Travis, but...
He certainly does.
So what is
the new
Ice Cream Man song?
Ice Cream Man song? I played it for you. It's a...
Oh, you know.
Oh, that's not it. No. So RZA made it. Drunk. RZA made a new Ice Cream Man song. It's got like a fat bass line to it. And now all of the ice cream trucks are going to drive around playing that.
That other song is just so iconic when you hear that song in the distance.
A turkey what in the straw and a wand. Touch it. There's a new RZA song.
Yeah, what is it though? I didn't hear it.
Well, I mean, it means nothing, Travis. So, I mean, like, it has no connotation. It's just, you know, RZA making up a new song and saying this is the ice cream song now.
There's not like a coalition of ice cream men. There's not like a ice cream man or sorry, ice cream person union.
I think in the Northeast, it's kind of all one company.
Is that right, Matt?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's also not true in the parts of the Midwest that I've visited. There's no one company here of ice cream men. It's usually some rando. They got a good deal on a truck that's got a freezer in it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the old one, guys.
What's the new hotness?
I thought I found it, but I didn't.
So we're all going to be left hanging here wondering.
No, I got it. I got it.
You remember that ice cream jingle? Of course, we all know it. I'm not going to play it right now, though, because we come to find out that it has racist roots.
I heard through the internet, it was a little story going around.
This is the new one.
About it. I thought about the historical context.
Oh, no, it's him fucking talking. This sucks. Never mind. Believe me, the new one, it's fire, yo.
Since he heard through the internet.
Well, and it doesn't have racist
that it
roots.
Has racist
so he took
roots.
It upon himself to do this?
No, Good Humor called him, and they said, guys, we found out about that fucking...
Because the internet's just always right.
So Good Humor, they say, oh, shit, they're talking about that song we use. Who should we call to make a new song, and the first person they think of is the RZA?
Well, yeah, I mean, they want to make sure that, you know,
it's woke.
This like the Washington football team hiring the first black president of the NFL after all of their nasty shit came out?
That dude was qualified, though, or is qualified.
RZA is also qualified. I'm not at all saying that they're not qualified. I'm just saying it seems like another case of CYA. Hey, look, guys, going completely in the opposite direction.
We got the most RZA. Not racist person we could think of, because Wu-Tang's for the children, right?
Wu-Tang is indeed for the children.
Why can I not?
Wu-Tang is for all.
I've been trying.
I'm just wondering where the independent ice cream man is supposed to download this song to play through his blowhorn.
Like, how would you even know that this was the ice cream man? Yeah. Terrace, you could just think this is just somebody playing their music loud.
That
just sounds like some dude driving down with fucking subs in his trunk.
Exactly. And I was trying to be not offensive there, but that just sounds like my neighborhood right now.
Now this says ice cream.
Yes, exactly.
Or you know, I even got used to the one when the guy was going, hello.
Right.
You know,
because after the song, beep, beep, hello.
Hello. I like that one.
Why don't we just abolish the songs altogether and have the guy driving the ice cream truck get on his blowhorn and be like, ice cream! Ice cream!
Well, I know back in the early 90s, the guy in my neighborhood didn't even have the song. He just had the bell.
Oh, yeah, he just had a bell, and he drove around in a Dodge Probe. He drove around in a Dodge Probe. I don't think that guy was licensed. He would just drive around and ring the bell, and I'll tell you what, that guy had some good fucking ice cream, man.
I would assume, to be completely honest, that 70% of people selling ice cream out of a truck are not licensed.
Like the van people?
They're just driving around, and they'll just be like, hey, there's a bunch of kids here. Start making noise so they come and give us, you know, $2 for a SpongeBob popsicle.
But, I mean, the van people, they all have
more than that nowadays.
They all have similar vans. Oh, yeah. I think they're like an ice cream company. They probably have a business license and stuff, right?
Oh, I mean, if there's an actual company, I would assume so. But I haven't seen, like, I mean, I the last bunch of ice cream trucks I've seen are just, like, old repurposed like box trucks.
The guy in the Dodge Probe, like, he had Tom Collins. He had all kinds of like alcohol mixers that he would put in his snow cones and stuff. And it didn't have
sell kids like packs of Newports on the side too.
That guy was the shit, dude. We would fucking fart at the goddamn ice cream van and wait for snow cone man.
Couple Playboys and a couple hustlers in the.
You guys, I got last month's Playboy, and I got a carton of Marlboros here.
Snowcone Man just had like a cigarette that like he never flicked the ash off. Like it was just mostly gone, and it just hung out of his mouth. I don't think he ever actually smoked it. I think it was just there for decoration. It was part of his aesthetic.
Nice. Just a big giant ash waiting to fall.
So, Travis, got my credit card statement the other day. And
oh, yeah?
There was a bunch of weird Amazon charges on it, like charges for like a quarter, like a bunch of weird stuff. And I was like, I didn't make an Amazon purchase for a quarter. And me and my wife, we were comparing notes, and we just decided, you know what? I think that somebody stole my credit card number and made a bunch of Amazon purchases.
What'd you get identity thefted?
Well, I thought, Travis. Called the credit card company and said, hey, I didn't make any of these Amazon charges. These are weird. And they said, okay, well, we'll fucking cancel those and send you a new credit card. I was like, okay, cool, we'll do that. So like a week or so goes by, I get my new credit card in the mail, and Amazon, they fucking flipped out, and they sent us a whole bunch of emails that said, we're shutting down your account because you... you have a bunch of suspicious activity. And I was like, oh, well, maybe we did make Amazon purchases. But like the dates didn't match up and the prices didn't match up. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. So they shut down our account and they sent us all these nasty emails telling us that we had to pay our shit. They said, well, we're not going to let you log into your account to pay them. We just want you to reply to this email with what credit card you want us to charge for the stuff that you owe.
Fuck you.
So we did that, and we logged
you
back.
Did? You just replied to an email with your credit card?
Well, they asked, they said, you can't put new credit cards on your account, but you can reply back with the last two digits of one of the ones you already have on here, and all we'll right, see okay. if that works. I was like, okay.
I was going to say, because that's like somebody trolling you like you're an old lady, be like, just reply to this email with your credit card and your expiration date, no, and also that security code on the back.
It was real. It was, and I mean, it was very specific. It told us like which items that were in question. We got back into our Amazon account, but like they've done all these like little weird Amazon punishments. Like they took all of our credit cards off of our account. Like we have to start over from scratch with that, which, okay, that's not that big of a deal. Some of our Alexas, they closed out. So we had to like re-register them, and like some of them they didn't. They've just found these little ways to fuck with us to say, like,
yeah, just to make it more annoying.
Yeah,
I need to circle back here real quick. What was the 25-cent charge?
I still haven't figured that out, Travis. I have no idea.
You just conceded to Amazon and just assumed that a 25-cent charge was legit.
Why didn't you ask?
I replied to the three things that I know I ordered that they said got flagged, and so
can't they tell you like, oh, this is what the 25 cents was?
Well, maybe the 25 cent chart, maybe it was a combination of both.
I don't understand why you keep saying maybe.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
why can't they just tell you what it was?
Why is this why is this up for like debate? Why isn't this a definitive thing? This is what the 25 cents was.
25 cents.
Amazon isn't fucking around with us, guys. They don't owe me an explanation. No, I guess
it kind of sounds like they're fucking around with you because they're not giving you an explanation.
Well, and they're really fucking around with you if they're canceling some of your Alexas.
They did. Right. I have four. Two of them just they took off.
They just bricked them.
So I had to like re-register them. But two of them they stopped working when my account was down. But one
did
my
you
account
ask
came back,
Alexa what the 25-cent charge was on your Amazon account?
No. Hey Alexa, what was the 25-cent? Charge on my account
not
for
understand that.
Yeah, she's not. She's not.
She doesn't. Yeah, you can't stutter like that when you're talking to Alexa. She.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's a prim and proper girl. She needs you to enunciate.
So yeah, as far as that whole thing goes, I'm still discovering the things that they've taken from me.
And you'll be discovering them till the day you die. Amazon is. They are not fucking around. Much like the Wu-Tang Clan, you're gonna come to like a realization that they really fucked your life up somehow because you decided to cancel a credit card on them.
Yeah, they were like, "Cancel a credit card on us. We'll show you. Your subscriptions. We doubled them.
Yeah, and guess what? Now your great aunt is dead.
Yeah."
George, did you see what Fortnite did this week? Fortnite was in the news.
No, I saw it trending, and I saw the Apple Store or the Apple Store. Jesus Christ, I'm a 1,000-year-old man. I saw that Apple decided that they said that we're not going to treat Fortnite any different than we would treat anybody else.
So,
and I wasn't sure what that was all about.
Fortnite, the game is free, but I think once you get the game, then like you have to buy a bunch of shit.
That's how they get all these kids.
You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to buy anything, but what you have to do is, or what you can do is buy in-game like skins to make your characters look different or buy different characters.
Weapons, probably.
Yeah.
Matt, are you familiar with the Fortnite?
I mean, I know what they do. I know the game is.
Have you dabbled?
I don't play. No, I've just seen it. I've heard about it. I know what's going on with it.
Do your children's play it?
No, God, no.
So
okay, Mike, give us the lowdown on what's going on with Fortnite.
Fortnite, All the money that you can buy stuff, it's like called like Fortnite bucks, Travis. When you reload your Fortnite bucks, Apple takes a cut of that because everything in the app goes through Apple Pay. And so if I buy $10 worth of Fortnite bucks, Apple makes $3. And then Fortnite...
That's a big fucking cut.
...makes the rest, yeah. So Fortnite, who's available on other platforms, I believe. I'm not sure if it's like actually in
no,
the
you
Apple
can,
Store.
No, you can get it on Google Play and all that yeah. stuff. It's all available everywhere.
They made it so that you can buy Fortnite bucks and sidestep Apple.
Oh, like you could probably buy like Fortnite gift cards at Walmart to load your account.
Right. But yeah. you don't have to like give Apple their cut. And they were doing it at a discount because they were like, you know what? We make more of this, so we'll give it to you at a discount. We don't give a shit. We, you know, fuck Apple. They're not doing anything.
Yeah. We'll give you a 10% discount instead of giving Apple 30%.
And so Apple, I imagine, was probably like, wait, we like to make our 30% of all of your money. And so they took Fortnite off of their store. They were made example of.
This sounds a lot like the battles that they have with like cable companies or satellite companies with specific networks. Like, hey guys, CBS is not going to be available on Dish Network anymore.
Right. When Comedy Central parades out all their talent to say what a piece of shit Charter is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you say, yeah, guys, don't drag us into this. Just figure it out. I don't give a fuck what's going on with your contract dispute. I just occasionally want to watch a comedy half hour, and you just need to figure this shit out. You know,
I'm right. trying to watch goddamn At Midnight, son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. If you think you're going to leverage me with Jon Stewart, you're not. You know, if Comedy Central isn't available on Charter, then you know I'll probably just watch it on YouTube. So,
yeah, and I don't know if there's anybody that's really going to have any sympathy. Well, and I know Fortnite's huge and it's probably a multi-million-dollar deal too, but I don't know. Are there a lot of people that are going to have sympathy for Apple instead of just being like, you motherfuckers, give me my game back?
Well, but yeah, but why would you have sympathy? Would you have sympathy for, I mean, Fortnite's the one who broke
that's,
the rules,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You know, Apple's probably like, hey, we're going to treat them like we treat everybody else. And we, you know, we're punishing Fortnite, but is anybody going to be like on Apple's side?
Right.
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish other than to get Fortnite to give them back their money. But I would imagine if you want to play Fortnite, you're going to figure out another way to play it.
I mean, it sucks. Cause I think there's two ways to play Fortnite. You can either play it on whatever your mobile device is, whether it be an Apple or Android phone or tablet, or you can play it on PS4 or Xbox.
Yeah, so you can play it on consoles.
I think the thing that's so appealing about it is that you can play it on your mobile phone. So if you're at work and you're just fucking off for, you know, the afternoon, you know, you can't really do that with the Xbox.
If you're playing it on your mobile phone, Apple
user.
Matt, can you play against people on consoles, or is it the people who are playing on mobile phone?
Oh, yeah, it's the same game on console as it is mobile.
But I mean, are some people on mobile playing the people online on console?
To be honest, I don't know if that's the case.
I think it's the same servers. I think I think those type of games now have learned how to migrate servers where Xbox people are playing against iPhone users and you know, vice versa.
Right. But they want their money, and they don't want these fuckers to sidestep them and make an example that other people could sidestep them.
Right. Well, and that's why, I mean, we've talked about this, or I've talked about this before, where I'm exclusively a Roku user and I don't get HBO Max. I also don't get Peacock, but I don't give a fuck about that. But I could watch HBO Max a different way. I could log into my PS4 account, add HBO Max on there and watch it that way. But I want all of my entertainment in one source. That's why I have a Roku. That's why I watch everything through there. So I'm pissed at
Roku, right? Like, I know there's probably some negotiations and HBO is probably being a cunt too, but I'm more angry at Roku because, hey man, you are my entertainment provider, essentially.
Preach.
Give me what I want.
Yeah, right. Fix it.
Preach.
Give me what I want.
Tell him, Travi.
In other news, Joe Exotic was trending on social media today.
Again?
In anticipation of a potential pardon by President Trump President Trump tweeted he was going to be considering pardoning a very important person. And the rumor mill went wild that it would be Joe Exotic.
Wait, he tweeted that like cryptic. He tweeted that? I'm going
to
pardon.
He was going to be pardoning a very important person.
It was Susan B. Anthony.
And it was posthumously Susan B. Anthony. So no pardon for Joe Exotic.
Did you watch that Animal Planet special about him?
About Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there was a surviving Joe Exotic. And they went over like these three different tigers and lions that got saved by people from Joe Exotic Zoo. It's pretty interesting.
Where were they?
One guy sent to California and two guys sent to Oregon or some shit like that.
Oh, did they interviewed him and what'd the tiger say?
They feel much better.
Oh, they do?
The thing about it is, do you really think they feel that much better? Because you have to remember, Joe Exotic was feeding these tigers hundreds and hundreds of pounds of meat from Walmart. Do you really think that these other people are going to be feeding these tigers such delectable meals?
Well, I know that one of them had to get eye surgery, so.
Eye surgery?
Eye surgery, yep.
Eye surgery?
Eye surgery.
Is that like the new Apple thing?
Yeah.
Wish I didn't laugh at that. That was great.
I've got some cold ice cream. 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 Do you want some cold ice cream? Do you want? Do you want? Do you want some cold ice cream? Do you want? Do you want? Do you want some cold ice cream? Do you want? Do you want? Do you want some cold ice cream? Do you want? Do you want? Do you want some cold ice cream?
The Jews control the bank.
WFOD!
Hi, I'm Mike with RazorsByMail.com, ready and willing to ship you 10 of our finest triple blade razors for the low monthly price of 35 cents. How can we afford to sell them to you that cheap? Well, it's simple. The transaction is a mirage. You're getting the product you pay virtually nothing for, and in return, we get something much more valuable, your personal data. That's right. We make our real money selling the only thing American corporations still produce, data on its customers. You provide us with a few minor details about yourself, and our nerds in the back office can use that to determine a whole bunch of very valuable information about you that we can sell to other companies. Neat, huh? We get filthy rich, and you get the closest, most gentle shaving experience you've had since you trimmed your first peach fuzz in junior high. RazorsByMail.com. As close to free as shaving can be, because you're the product.
StrangeLabel.com. Do you even lift, bro?
A brain. Very, very large. A brain.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very large brain.
A brain.
And the question, that infernal question, constantly nags at him. Why are you so special? What makes you so different? once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'll tell you something. I'm pretty excited. Have you seen previews for that Russell Crowe
retarded?
The what is it? What's that movie called?
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
I've only seen 9,000 YouTube commercials about that fucking movie.
Did you see the one where he's just talking?
Yeah.
It's a preview for the movie, and like they don't show any of the movie.
Right.
I love it. I'll tell you what, Travis, I'm willing to risk it all for this Russell Crowe road rage movie.
Anytime you get people, established actors into these roles where they get to be crazy people, I'm sold.
Travis, I don't know if you saw, did you see the clip of, I sent it in the Skype chat of Russell Crowe talking about his new movie? Russell Crowe looks exactly like drunk now. He looks.
Oh, yeah. He's been heading that direction for quite a few years already.
Drunk. Did you see how much Russell Crowe looks like you now?
He's a little bit more gray than I am. It is an honor to be compared to, you know, Maximus Aurelius or whatever.
So I pulled it because I want you guys to hear Russell Crowe. This is a commercial for the movie, which has no footage of the movie in it. It's Russell Crowe sitting in a chair, basically just telling you, "Hey, I got this movie, and you should go see it." This is Russell Crowe's commercial for Unhinged.
They say there is a catalyst at the heart of the cinema experience. A social contract, a binding dynamic power that lifts the cinematic experience into a realm of intimate connection between the audience and the screen and the stars in the heavens beyond.
Oh, he's high.
They say. But who are they? Some conceited, pretentious fuckwads who try to piss in your pocket and tell you it's raining. Well, fuck that shit. I got a movie coming out. It's called Unhinged. I'm not fucking with you. It's called Unhinged. And it's going to be in cinemas. Off you go.
I guess you're supposed to sell it. It's nice to know that he's not fucking with us.
I'm willing to risk it all, Travis, for this Russell Crowe road rage movie.
I mean, he's really selling it.
I guess, was he just his character in that, or was he Russell Crowe?
I'd say he's probably Russell Crowe, and what I would also say is he's probably a producer on that movie and probably also sunk some of his money in there, so he doesn't want to show you any footage because it probably looks terrible, but he seems pretty hyped.
Travis doesn't look terrible. It looks great.
I believe in Russell Crowe. I think that it's all his character, and it's part of the gimmick of whatever this movie is.
Matt Hart's RC.
I do like me some Russell Crowe, that's for sure.
Okay, now does the movie benefit from being the first one out of the gate? Because, I mean, like, if this movie were competing against actual movies, it would not do well. But because it's the only movie. It's
like someone in the MCU or something.
Nobody's going to the movies yet. I just don't feel like people are going to the movies yet. I feel like it's a super mistake to put anything out.
But the people who are going to the movies are going to see this movie. Because it's the only movie.
I had a friend of mine telling me that he was like, oh, I'm going to invest in AMC. Like, they're opening up and they're doing 15-cent fucking movie tickets. I'm like, dude, the only thing you can go see right now is Jaws, Jurassic Park, Goonies, like all the shit that we've already, you know, we can literally just pull up on our living room on our fucking 70-inch television. Why is anybody going to risk going? It's not like a drive-in, which is an experience, right? Like, we're going to go, we're going to get some food, and it'll be something to do that's out of the normal. But I'm not going to go sit inside of a movie theater to watch fucking E.T.
I'm all in on watching old movies in a movie theater, but not now.
Not in COVID.
I saw an AMC commercial, Matt. There was a guy dressed up in a beekeeper outfit spraying all the seats down. He had fumigator, and he was spraying all the seats. And they're saying, dude, we're going to do this after every show. You come in here and just rest assured, we sprayed all the seats. And now we can go see this awesome new Russell Crowe movie where a gal honks at him and he ruins her life.
But are they limiting the seats that can be used? Are they doing like every other row? Are they, you know, I'd have to see some real schematics on what AMC's doing here to start putting fucking movies.
Well, they had like a whole plan, Travis. They said that we're going to have less food.
I feel like the AMC's by us. They all have those reclining chairs, so it's just like groups of two, and then the other group is 6 feet away from you anyway, so.
Yeah, but they said that if when you sit down, there's people sitting too close to you, you can move, but you got to wait till...
I got to interrupt you. It just sunk in what you said. What does the less food thing have anything to do with anything?
that seems to be what everybody's going with, Travis. Yeah. They say
McDonald's got rid of their all-day breakfast.
Yeah, they said, guys, we got to do less food because we got to pay more attention to cleaning. So we're going to have less food.
But what is there? It just... Okay, never mind.
Travis, I saw a sign at McDonald's the other day. I went there for breakfast, and they had a sign on their window that said... due to COVID, we ain't got no change, so we need you either to have exact change or use a card. What does COVID have to do with the circulation of change?
Everybody wants the change.
There is a national coin shortage.
But why?
Because people are not using change because they don't want to interact with people with change. They don't want to get change. They don't want to give change.
When I went to, and I'm ashamed to say this because I haven't been in like 3 years, but I went to Subway the other day. And they said,
you eat fresh. Did they have less food?
They no.
Oh,
but they
same amount of food.
We're promoting people giving them coins. Like usually, they're like, hey, take these fucking quarters. They're like, no, please give us coins.
Huh.
Like a big old sign on the wall.
That when I was at Jellystone, it was the same thing. It was that due to the national coin shortage, please try to use exact change when you were buying like firewood and ice and stuff too. But you know what I did? I gave them the money that I had, and you know what they did? They gave me the change that I got needed back. So,
Travis, you're part of the problem.
Nah.
I got like a big jar full of change. I had to just start paying for shit with all of it. Or maybe I should hold it onto it so that, like, you know, when it's valued higher, I can sell it. I'll be a change collector.
Oh, man, I can't wait till a quarter is worth 42 cents.
Oh, Travis, we got to hold out.
Yep. Start hoarding your change, everybody.
And by the way, speaking of collections, Travis, you recommended I watch that Funko Pop documentary a couple weeks ago.
Did I?
That documentary is fucking stupid.
I didn't watch that Funko Pop documentary. Why would I recommend it?
Was it not you? Who else would it have been?
I haven't seen it. I have it in my list on Netflix.
Travis, it's fucking stupid. Don't watch it. It's terrible. So they talk about like the guys who made Funko Pops for like the first 20 minutes. They're like, hey, we made Funko Pops. We used to make bobbleheads. And then like they were like, oh, well, we need like another hour and a half. What are we going to do? And so they just start going to people's houses and they're like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of these Funko Pops. And they just like show people talking about like why they collect them. And you know what they all say? Because my mom didn't used to let me have toys and now I have money.
So not as good as the Rockefeller explosion.
No, that documentary was a masterpiece, Drunk. Your recommendations are great, and Travis's are bad.
This wasn't my recommendation, man. I haven't seen it.
Travis, don't watch it. It was a piece of shit. We turned it off. I wanted to see like the Funko Pop factory. I wanted to see him making the big old heads.
That's what I would have thought. I assume that document, the only reason, because I'm not a big fan of, I know you guys like Funko Pops. I'm not a big fan of Funko Pops.
I love Funko Pop.
I assumed it was like the history of Funko Pops, how it gained popularity, why it gained popularity, also how they produced them, how they started to grow out of their little shed of making Funko Pops. That's what I thought it would be.
Listen, Funko Pops aren't like... This isn't a history of Funko Pops. Like, I get the nostalgic toys from, like, the, you know, 70s and 80s. Like, yeah, definitely. Let's go back to the 90s and talk about Ninja Turtles, like that show on Netflix.
The toys that made us.
It's still very relevant. Like, why the fuck would I care about the history of Funko Pop when Funko Pop is relevant? On top of that, like, it's not that hard to figure out what they do. They just make a Funko Pop about every cult favorite nostalgic bullshit thing that everybody's into, and we all clamor to buy them.
Yeah, the guy who started it, he wanted to make a bunch of bobbleheads because he thought bobbleheads were fun, and he made like a bunch of cereal people and the big boy guy holding the hamburger. And then like 5 years into making them, he was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. And so he sold it to another guy. And the other guy was like, let's make fucking everything.
Right.
And then they just switched to a bunch of dudes in their nerd room with their collection of Funko Pop boxes. And then they just kept showing different guys showing their collections. And I mean, like, I don't give a shit about the guys in their collections.
So Funko Pop must have made this, because if they didn't, they would have showed the behind the scenes where, like, hey, we're making all this shit. Now you know where the real money is.
Right.
A Hot Topic exclusive.
There was
so
not
make right. one Funko Pop for Hot Topic.
There was not Funko a single Target. Scene of them making one. There was guys like doing assembly lines of putting boxes on trucks. But I just wanted to see them make them. I like watching that how it's made when they make stuff, and they didn't make shit. They didn't make nothing.
I do like to see people's collections, though, sometime. But I wouldn't like to see a Funko Pop collection, because I'm not a fan.
Yeah, like I only like the Funko Pops that are like ridiculous, or, you know, just something that I say I really enjoy. Like when I found the Doc Holliday Tombstone Funko Pop, I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. You know,
I remember when you got the Condoleezza Rice Funko Pop. You were really excited about that one.
Well, yeah, that was a really good one.
You make that joke, but there probably is one.
Oh, I would almost guarantee it.
Dude, like, I remember I bought Joe a fucking, like, Devil Wears Prada character Funko Pop. And it's like, why do they make this? Why is this something that exists?
Do you think that there will be a Russell Crowe unhinged Funko Pop?
I have a Russell Crowe Funko Pop. I've got him as Marcus Aurelius.
No, I don't care about that. I want, like, a chubby one with a beard.
Are you talking about Mark Aurelius from Gladiator?
Yeah. Ooh. Like him in that movie, The Normal Guys? Oh, that's a fucking great movie.
So,
he ain't fucking around either.
He's just chubby and kicking ass in
before we get out of here, you mind if I ask you a question?
With Brian Gosling?
Yeah. Dude, that's a great movie. I want to go watch that again. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. See ya.
Drunk, I would love for you to ask me a question.
So I realize this is a audio media, so I'll try to be as descriptive as possible.
Okay.
So
don't explain every source.
The music video WAP.
I had an employee today to ask me a question.
You got
to
get a bucket and a mop.
And
Matt,
the answer to the question was a number, right? So if you stick up your hand and put the number five. Now you drop the pinky and the ring.
Okay, three.
That's how I answered them.
Okay.
And they called me a monster.
Because you didn't do... Because
I didn't go like this.
The normal three.
Oh, because you did like the German, this. the Nazi three.
So, I mean, you started at five.
No. They said, hey, daddy, 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 and I said three. This. Three.
So you did the thumb, the pointer finger, and the middle
and
finger.
Then they called me a monster. Does that make me a monster?
They should have called you a Nazi. Don't you remember Inglourious Bastards? That's how they figured out they weren't German.
I mean, you were putting up the correct amount of fingers.
Correct.
I mean, I would say it's not like the preferred way to do it.
You should have did the okay.
You can't do that, Travis.
Pointer finger around the thumb and then the other three fingers.
That's three.
Why can't you do that? Well, it's okay.
See, Travis, you can't do that because then you get to kick people in the butt who look at it because they're gay.
Oh, if you look at that, then you're gay and you get your butt kicked?
Yeah, you have to bend over.
Isn't that just under the waist?
The guy kicks you in the butt.
Isn't that just under the waist, man?
Oh, was that the rule?
It's got to be under the waist, yeah. Oh.
Matt, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have what you'd say? Is it like a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about?
I do have a pick of the week.
Is it Umbrella Academy?
Umbrella Academy season two. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but it's tremendous. It's really great. What I love about it is that the kid who plays number five.
He's a child actor.
He's a child actor, but you can't even tell because you're watching him. And it's like, fuck, that's not an adult. That's a little kid. And really, really top-notch, great season. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
And available on
Netflix.
Netflix, perfect. Everybody's got Netflix, am I right?
Travis, pick of the week. Travis?
Am I right?
Am I right? Am I right?
Tell me, am I right?
You're right.
Travis, I believe in my heart of hearts that you're right.
And if you don't have it, you know somebody whose password they got.
All right.
Travis, do you believe in taking the passwords?
Oh, yeah. My kid uses my Netflix password, my Hulu password.
Well, I mean,
kid,
family, I understand. But, like, if I was, you know.
Oh, no, some rando? I know there's a guy at work that, like, his ex-girlfriend from, like, 10 years ago and his niece and his, like, some other random person uses his accounts. And I'm like, well, you're fucking stupid, first of all. Because
so
then...
Go ahead. I was going to say, so I can use somebody else's account, but I can't download Umbrella Academy off the torrents?
Yeah, it's different because when you use somebody else's account, it's the amount of people who can use your account can be logged in at the same time. So you're talking two extra people, right? But when you torrent, there are thousands of people torrenting at the exact same time. So it's kind of like when you go back to the argument where, you know, they're like, oh, well, you used to record off of a VHS tape onto another tape. Yeah, that's one for one, not one for 500,000 people. It's completely different.
Travis, I once spent an entire day in my bedroom.
Waiting for a song to come on.
Waiting for a song to come on 105.7
The
Point.
Oh, of course.
So that I could record it.
And play it for a girl?
No, it was when the Smashing Pumpkins were putting out their Aeroplane Flies High box set. They did a cover of You're All I've Got Tonight.
Nice.
And the point played it once, and I was like, oh, I'm going to catch it next time. And I sat there with my fingers on the play and the record all day.
And then never played it again.
Waiting for them to play it again. They eventually did.
I think I did the same thing with when Saint Anger came out by Metallica, because I was so excited for new Metallica music, and then it was Saint Anger.
And then you were like, ooh.
Man, Saint Anger was long into the digital age.
No, no.
Sure, yeah. It was.
Yeah, it was.
No, I mean, yeah, in the downloading, but
like
I mean,
Saint Anger came out like
was a record that
when
I
was in college or something.
There wasn't an MP3 of that.
Yeah, but you didn't tape things off the radio when Saint Anger came out.
Metallica,
I did,
you know,
for sure.
No, they didn't put it. You're still making mixtapes when CDs were a thing?
Motherfucker, I still make mixtapes. Get out of here.
Mix cassette tapes drunk?
Yeah.
I would take the cassette.
How do you play them? You got a brand new piece of shit Nissan or whatever. There ain't no fucking tape deck in there.
You were lucky enough to have a brand new piece of shit Nissan. I was fucking, when that, around the time that came out, I was driving a used 94 Dodge Neon.
Yeah, so you still had a tape deck. What the fuck are you talking about, drunk?
You lucky. You had a Neon.
Where are you playing these?
Travis, pick of the week. Pick of the week.
I want a fucking answer about this mixtapes.
The fucking John Cusack style boombox. All right.
Drunk, do you ever pick of the week?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week. Probably should have been my pick last week, but I forgot about it. Big Brother All-Stars is back and better than ever.
Are they in a COVID bubble?
Yeah, they are. They had to be quarantined for 2 weeks before they went in the house. Mask on before they went on the house, and then once they got in the house, they were all good.
Then it's tongues a flying.
No, most of them are married because it's All Stars edition. But
oh, gotcha.
Oh, it's like Big Brothers from the past.
Yeah, and they've gotten some from like season 6, and they're on like season 22. So these motherfuckers played like 15 years ago and shit.
So these are like 50-year-old dudes and shit.
I mean, there's still some in their 20s because, you know, recent seasons and whatnot.
They still rocking hard bodies if they're older.
Oh yeah.
I saw a op-ed where they were saying that Julie Chen.
That would be Julie Chen Moonves to you, sir.
I'm sorry. Julie Chen Moonves. She took a shot at Ellen because at the end of a Big Brother episode, she told people to be kind to each other, which is what Ellen says. And so Julie Chen was saying, fuck you, Ellen, by telling people to be kind to each other.
Because Ellen's got a trademark on that.
Yeah. And she isn't kind to people, Travis. She's a piece of shit. And Julie Chen was pointing that out when she told people to be kind to each other.
Better watch out. Ellen's got probably fucking professional hitmen all around the country just waiting to take a fucking
Ellen
Julie Chen right out.
Ellen does have that fuck you money, but I mean, so does Les Moonves' wife, so...
Yeah, but Les Moonves moves on from wives fairly quickly, so she's not going to be protected for long.
Pick of the week. Hockey is ramping up, and I'll tell you, it's great because they like have a game at like 11 o'clock, and like two.
It doesn't end till 2 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock. There is. It's like football Sunday every day. It's so great. But the Blues, they keep scheduling for these 9:30 games. I can't stay up that late.
That's because we play Vancouver.
So what I did last night, they had a 9:30 game. I DVR'd it, and I went to bed. And I deleted Twitter and Facebook from my phone so that I wouldn't get up and like take my morning poop and check stuff and find out who won. And like, so I
did you have to work today?
No, I was off today.
So hold on, you were off today, but yet you still couldn't stay up to watch the game.
I was staying up till one. I tried staying up to watch the one the night before.
So did I, and I had to be at work at fucking
Mike. Does your wife make you go to bed when she goes to bed?
No, I can't stay up late, Travis. When I stay up late, I feel bad, and I wake up feeling crappy. I can't sleep past. It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I wake up at like 7, 8 o'clock no matter what. And so like if I'm going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and I don't get enough sleep, I feel bad. And I don't like feeling bad.
You can't take an afternoon nap?
Like feeling good.
Yeah, you don't have to work today.
I can't nap.
What?
Never been able to nap.
I can't nap.
Man,
you can't nap either?
The nap is the best part of the day.
And like if
I was super hungover on Sunday, or no, Saturday, and I slept like 4 hours of that day completely away.
If you do nap, you wake up feeling all weird and shitty.
Because that's because you take too long of a nap.
Shower right away.
Fuck a nap.
45 minutes. That's how long a nap is.
Yeah, I'm not into naps.
I can't do it.
Yeah, naps are bullshit. So yeah, and it was great. I made myself some breakfast, and I turned on the game, And I had no idea who was going to win. And then I could fast forward through all the bullshit. Games don't really take that long when you can fast forward through all the intermissions and the commercials. It's really the preferred way to do it. I would recommend it.
So what did you do while you pooped?
I played Panda Pop.
Panda Pop.
Yeah. That's all I do drunk. I fucking play Panda Pop. And I check social media.
I can't believe you've been playing Panda Pop for as long as you've been playing it.
Travis, I what I'm thinking is eventually they're going to run out of Panda Pop levels. Like,
you're going to win?
But what I checked, and people are in the 3,000s, and I'm in like the 1,500s. I'm never going to get to the end of Panda Pop.
There's no end in sight. That's just like my Sudoku app. I'm playing on hard now all the time, and they still have some bullshit where you level up, but there's no end in sight for how many different configurations of this hard Sudoku they can do. So I don't know why they even introduce levels. It's just, yeah, I completed that, moved on.
And like,
I suppose it's gamer.
They just randomly have like weird sponsorships that like infiltrate the game. Like now the Care Bears have showed up for some reason. The Grinch was in the game for a while. And I don't know why. They're just like, okay, now there's Care Bears.
Well, that's probably a cheap, since they've been around for so long, that's probably a cheap sponsorship where you say, hey, we give you this much and you shove our shit in front of people who are playing Panda Pop. And then, you know,
and
that's actually a great idea.
It's the same commercial. And by the way, I've been listening at work to hockey games because, you know, there's hockey games all day. And I listen to them on Sirius XM. And,
oh, you listen to them?
Yeah, I do.
And, yeah, I watched the Bruins Hurricanes game last night, and that was a fucking
Matt. Are you getting into hockey?
I'm getting into it. I've really been enjoying it. I've watched three of the four Bruins playoff games. I have to say, I was really into it last night. My wife went to bed. I popped it on. And it was like in the third quarter, and I was like, oh shit, it's 2-0. And then the fucking Bruins scored like 4 goals in 6 minutes.
Wow.
It was fucking nuts.
I thought they were called periods.
They're called tries.
Matt, on Vegas, their goalie, his name is Robin Lehner, and he's this big, giant, disheveled guy. Like, he's got a big crazy beard and he's like all tatted up and he's got long hair and he just looks like a scary monster man back there. He's like really big and he's good, but like he's a little bit crazy, and so like people keep trading him, but like he's really good. And so it's weird that people keep trading him. Nobody wants to sign him.
Buffalo should have never let him go.
Nobody wants to sign him for more than a year. And so, like, Chicago signed him in the offseason after he was a Vezina finalist last year. And then at the trade deadline, Chicago traded him to Vegas. So right now in the playoffs, Chicago is playing Vegas. And they're playing this big monster that they just traded. And he's
a bit unhinged,
and he's making them look foolish because he's good at hockey. But the other day it was really fun because, and I'll tell you, this is weird because it happened in the Blues game last night. A guy lost one of his skate blades. It just fell out. And Robin Lehner a couple nights ago lost his skate blade twice in the same period. So there's skate blades flying all over the place, and yeah, hockey's back. It's fun. That's my pick of the week. So,
all right, well,
guys, we did it.
Guns out, phones out.
Travis, sorry I put you to sleep.
no, that was Mike's hockey minute. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I got a pick of the week too. If you want to hear it,
we tried going to you, but you kept ranting about something else.
Your fucking cassette tape that you play. I want to know where you really play cassette tapes. You're not. You don't have a John Cusack boombox.
Fine.
I don't want to do a pick of the week. Goodbye.
Guns out, fun.
Travis, pick of the week, Travis.
Show's over. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
phone's been out all night. Kenny O, scratching at the screen door. Kenny O, scratching at the screen door. The bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his hand. He needs some petting and loving on his rain soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Hey, kitty, won't you come inside?
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at the Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODShow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Goddamn liar, you don't have a boombox.
How do you know I don't have a boombox?
I know what you have, and boombox isn't one of them.
Okay. I bet he does.